they are attached to the mundane. But the Vaishnavas, they are not apathetic, nor neither sympathetic nor apathetic. They are all concerned with their Lord. Nityam abdesha raghavi sadhavi. Those sadhu neither hate nor adore. Such of the mundane world, such sadhu, whatever they will cultivate, that is dharma. Hridayena bhanugyato, and the third condition, that the innermost heart, that will approve, yes, heart's innermost satisfaction must be there. Then, jo dharma, tam nibodhato. I am talking about that dharma, that will lead to your internal fullest self-satisfaction, and which is extended here by the from the world which is unfallible. Unfallible world extended here in this way. The Mahaprabhu told that when one comes, there are neither gyan in bhakti, the definition of bhakti Rupa Goswami has given, and also in Narada Puran, sarvopadhi vinir mukta tatparatyena nirmalam rishikena rishikesha sevanam bhakti ruttama. Bhakti, devotion, what is proper devotion? Now what is sarvopadhi vinir mukta upadhi vinir mukta. Upadhi means, well, that provincialism or localism, which is free from all local, crooked, narrow conceptions from any quarter. Vinirmuktam tatparatyena. Only positive qualification would be it is connected and faithful to the central, harmonized by the central necessity and not any partial. The purity of our duty will depend how much it is for the center. If we can contact in that plane, then even all our senses may be utilized for the worship of that real master of our senses. We are not master. We hold reality position. But absolute position, ownership with only one, with only him. We are all dependent. This conception will get really vivas relief. Rupa Goswami says, anyavilasita sunnam karmagyana janavatam anukullena krishnanushilanam bhaktirittam. What is bhakti? What is devotion? Proper. Anyavilasita sunnam, which will be free from fleeting desires. Ordinary, not any organized duty. But whatever is coming within my heart, I am doing that. Whimsical, temporary, fleeting, pleasure-seeking, anyavilas. Then karma. The energy is organized by the experts to take us to a desired end. Karma. Jaimini Rishi comes to advise that go on with good karma. Of course, it is transient. You will get heaven in the after death, your mental system, that will enjoy, that will pleasure. But Khaishnu, it will be finished. Does not matter. Again, you do good karma. You go on good karma, though it is changing, it goes to the end, it kills itself. Does not matter. Go production. Go on with production. This is Jaimini karma. Good karma. Good karma means, as I told, that to distribute sense pleasure to others. sense necessity to others. What I eat, if I give it to others, I do some good karma. As a reaction, I get that in my afterlife. Whatever good things I do here, I get it in my afterlife. As every action, equal opposite reaction, I can get. But it is all transient, all of limited satisfaction. So it is not desirable. As a karma, jnanadhyanavidam. And jnan gives us, jnan advises us to reject the present environment wholesale. We cannot strive here. As Shankaracharya, jāvat jananam, tāvat maranam, tāvat janani, jatari sayanam, iti saṃsāri, spuratara dosa, kathamiyamāna, vatavasantosa. Dinajāmiṇyam, shishirvasantam, punurāyāta, kālakkīrati, gacchattāji, tadapenam, uncattā, astakulājala, saptasmuddha, brahmapuyankara, dinakara, ruddha, nattam, nāham, nāyam, prasadikimattham, kare. This mundane connection is painful. If we, with sober mind, we can go to calculate, then janma mrityu jara vyadhi. This cannot be avoided in our mundane life. So the Buddhist school, the Shankara school, they work for salvation, liberation. Liberation. When we are, as long we are in the relativity of this mundane, mortal things, no peace of mind is possible, higher peace of mind. Whenever we shall be separated from our son, our wife, our house, our other privileged things, I shall have to feel some pain. Our country, I shall... So, the peace, the ideal peace of mind only can be had in some stage of mind like deep slumber, samadhi, complete withdrawal of the soul from this mortal world. These are two classes, Buddhist school and Shankara school. Buddhist school says, the Chārvāka school is also there, Epicurean. They say that with the dissolution of this physical body, nothing remains. The gross atheist, they say like that. Bhasti-bhūtasya dehasya punarāgamanam kṛta. The body is finished, it is burned into ashes. Then nothing remains. So no religion, nothing necessary, that is. But Buddhist school, they say, that no, there is, the mental system is there, and the soul is, what we call soul, that is in the mental system. So after death, the transmigration, there are rebirth, birth and rebirth. And with the dissolution of the mental system, everything finished, nothing remains. But Shankara says, with the dissolution of the mental body, then something is there, like a mass of consciousness, like Brahma, which is non-differentiated, non-specified, that is there. And just as in a glass or in water, anything is reflected, so we all these souls that are unreal, reflection of that non-differentiated mass of consciousness to every place. I remember that the subtle body, mental system, or the reflection come, it is not real. So Atma, Jivatma is not real. Jivatma is only reflection. When the fire, it is reflection, if that is destroyed, no reflection, no Jivatma. This is Shankara's philosophy. That Brahma is already there. Sloka dhena parokkhami jaduktam grantha koti bhi brahma satyam jagat mitha ajiva brahma iva napara. Shankara says, what by the close of books others have given statement, only by half a slok I shall give the gist of the whole. Jaduktam grantha koti, by close of books, what have been told here so far, only with the half half a line of a slow poetry, I shall give the gist here. What is that? Jiva Brahmai Vanapa. Sloka Adhyana Pradakshani Jagatam Granta Koti Brahma Satyam, non-differentiated mass of consciousness, that is Brahma. Akharam Brahma Paramang in Bhagavad Gita. Akharam, what is unchangeable portion of the consciousness. That is only existent. All others non-existent. Anyhow, it has come from miscalculation, misconception. That is Shankara. So, no recognition of the individual soul. But we find Ramanuja, Madhvacharya, Nimbarka, Vishnu Swami, these Vishnuvacharya, they have refuted Shankara. Mahaprabhu also accused Shankara that in the shape of a Vedic Acharya, you have really given delivery of the Buddhistic thought. This is more injurious to the society. Buddhists they are atheists, they do not care for any Vedic knowledge. But you have accepted Veda, but you have interpreted the Vedic mantra in such a way that you have given that Buddhistic, that the soul is non-existent, jiva soul. But we find clearly, nitto nityanam chetanas chetananam eko bhuvanam in Upanishad, in Bhagavad Gita, ajunitya sasato yam sanatana, jiva is eternal, we find. And you do not accept the reality, the eternal existence of the jiva soul. Just as sun and the pencil of it, just as the earth and so many dust. So many conscious dust, conscious part of the ray of the sun, the jiva is, and it is. So Ramanujan, they rejected Shankara interpretation, not only, but abused it like anything. This is Mayavad. Mayavad. You know, Ishwar is Maya. Ishwar is within Maya. And above Maya, only Nirvishesh Brahma, non-differentiated mass of consciousness, that is above Maya. And all this God conception and the other so many holy things, all Maya. This is so. They say, the Vaishnava says, this is Shankara priest, Mayavad. Everything Maya. It does not matter, you may, all Maya, you may worship Ganesha, you may worship Sun, you may worship Shiva, you may worship Durga, Kali, or Vishnu, whatever, all within Maya misconception, it is Aropa. And finally, there is only Brahma, all these specification, differentiation, all false. This is only produced by Maya. This is Shankara. But Ramanuja says, this is Kevala Advaita. Vishishta Advaita. The Brahma is differentiated and specified. You say that it is reflected, the glass, the sun reflected in a glass. The glass broken to pieces, no reflection. Reflection. Ramanuja says, no, this is a part of Brahma, and it is anyhow caught in this misconception, and it can go back to its own conception of the idea. So Vishishta Dvaitavad, not non-differentiated, but it is specified and differentiated one whole. Vishishta Advaita, not non-differentiated Advaita. Advaita, Advaita, one whole, that is admitted everywhere, this is one. But how one? It is just as Svagato, Svajatiya, Svagato, and Vijatiya, Bhed. Three kinds of distinction is there. Just as in a tree, it has got Vijatiya Bhed, the tree, tree and the stone. This is Vijatiya Bhed. And the tree and another tree, Svajatiya Bhed, and the tree has got its own trunk, its branches, its leaves, its root, that is Svagata Ved. So the Advaitin has got these all distinction in its own body or own form. The Vishishta Advaita, he and his potency is there. The potency Maya, you say it is, Shankar says Maya is its potency, but it gets finished. But we have got that Maya is Nitya, the Vaishnava Acharya. He and his potency is all eternal. In Chandi also we have found Nitya Vasa Jagannamati Kaya Sarva Midam Tatam Tathati Tatsamatpatti Bahuda Asuya. The Maya is Nitya, it is told everywhere. And Jiva is Nitya, Bhagavan is Nitya. And with all this as a system, he is a system where this, in Bhagavad Gita we find, Okharam Brahma Paramo, Salabud Dhatmam Uchyate, Bhuta Bhavud Bhavakara, Rishadgas, Kishangita, Bhuta Bhavud Bhavakara, Rishadgas Karma Sanghita. What is this analyzed in Bhagavad Gita? And Kharadutito Ham, Dovhuto Sargo Lokesmin Kharaks Chak Kharadvasa. Two kinds of creation found here in this world, Okhara and the Khara. Khara Sarvani Bhutani, that is undergoing changes, that is represented as Khara. And which is constant, that is Okshara. So Okshara Brahma Paramam. Sabha, then I am Kharadavitaham, Okharadavichottama. I am existing, transcending both Khara and Okshara. The changing portion and the stagnant or eternal portion. Two kinds of portion is my potency, and I am about that. Kharadatituham okharadavichottama adasmi lokecha prasita purushottama. I am told as purushottama. Dauhutam lokeshmin kharas chakharavin arokharam brahmaparaman. Sudhan, above okhara or the personality of God is there. We can also, from the reasonable position, we can see that Brahma, I am a particle of Brahma, I am person, and the ocean of consciousness, that is impersonal. How can it be? Being a part, a particle, I am individual, I have got my individuality, and the great Brahma has got no personality, no individuality. When we can see that Sattam Visuddham Vasudeva Shavditam Dhrishti Yatra Pumana Pavita Jadiyate Tatra Pumana Pavita Satya Chitasmin Bhagavan Vasudeva Yadokshajome Manusari Jiyate. Mahadev said, when Parvati told Sati, why did you not give an obeisance to my father? My father, he is in a respectable position to you. He was his son-in-law. So you should have bowed down him. When that Shivarahit Yajna was declared, only Shiva eliminated, all others invited, and the Yajna is going to be taking place. And all are going to join the invitation, but Shiva and Sati, they are excluded. At that time, Sati is saying to Shiva, Mahadev, that this is the result that you did not show honor to your father-in-law. And why did you not do so? You should have showed some honor. Then Shiva told, Satyam Visuddham Vasudeva Shabditam. Devi, do you know that Visuddha Sapta is known as Vasudev? Vasudev, the father of Krishna. What is that really? In the famous ontological estimation, that tattva which is Vasudev, na sattam visuddham. Tamo raja sattva, then visuddha sattva. Visuddha sattva, the sattva is extended to more finer and efficient position. That is visuddha sattva. And that is known as Vasudeva. Ajadiyate tattva pumana pavita. Just after crossing, we can see the personality above that plane of Vasudeva. Vasudeva. Vasudeva Shadrita, Jad Iyate, Jad Prakashate, Tatra, Puman. Puman means Purusha, enjoyer. Purusha means Purushete, who lives within as the enjoyer and the owner of everything. Purusha Jadigati Tattva Pumana Pavita. Satya Chitasin Bhagavan Vasudevu Jadukshat. I am, my head is always bent there, constantly engaged. So to take my head from that place and again to put in some other place, it is not possible for me, my Sati. So I did not. I am always, I have sold my head there. My head is always connected with that higher substance, most charming and attracting. I can't draw my head from there again to put it somewhere. So I did not do any mischief, not mischievous motive. I have done so, dishonoring. That is Okkharam Brahmaparam Svabhavat. Then above that, I am a particle of Brahma, I am person. So, and that is the ocean of knowledge, and that is impersonal. They say it is not. If we can look unto that more deeply, we can say, oh, that is person. That is not Brahma, that is Parabrahma. That is Vasudev. Oi, kharadhutito hama, kharadhutito atrushmi loki, cha vede cha prishya purushottama. Brahmano hi pratishtaham, in another place, Bhagavad Gita. Brahmano hi pratishtaham, I am the satvot of the so-called Brahma. Brahmano hi pratishtaham, I am the satvot, I am the cause, I am the foundation where that Brahma exists. Pratishtaham, amitrasya bayasyacha, sukhasya ikam tasasyacha, I am at the back and the support of all these higher things. Tokharad, Brahmanuja and other Vaishnavacharya, they come to say that what Shankara gave conception, that is hazy and not clear and a complete conception. There is the Brahma, Parabrahma, his personal character. His personal, he is for himself, as Hegel says. Everything meant for him. We are to serve. Now we are in the world of exploitation. We cannot exist a minute without exploitation. When Bhagavatam says, Hastani Shastanang Apadani Chodaspadang Laguni Tatmahatan Jivo Jivasya Jivanam. Those that have got hands, they eat who have got no hands. Those that have got legs, they eat who have got no hands and legs. And Lohuni and the stronger, they is the weaker. Jivo, jivo, shudivan. One jib, he lives only eating another jivo, whether it is vegetable or it is animal. But without consuming, causing harm to other jivo, no jivo can maintain his life. And there is reaction, equal and opposite reaction. Karma dosha vadatyeke. So one section says that karma means to live in this field, and to do karma means to create harm, disturbance in the environment. And we are to have feel the consequence. So exploitation, by exploiting abramahvanaluka punarabhattinarjuna, by exploitation we make a loan, and to clear up the loan we shall have to go down, and from whom we took loan they try to exact from me, and then I get light and come up, and when coming up and again exploiting the Lord in this way, coming up and down, coming up, abramahvanaluka punarabhattinarjuna. We are to get out of this vicious circle. So karma dosha, karma is elevationist. Elevation at the cost of other, of the environment, and the reaction takes him down again. In this way coming. Tashaiva hetu prajati to kuvidu nodabhati jat bhamatam upajjada. Upajjada bhamanam karma, this way. And then, gyan can take us on the bhaj of it. karma, exploitation, then complete retirement from exploitation, that is to retire into the stage of consciousness like slumber, deep slumber, dreamless sleep, that is samadhi. Well, if we wake, we come into the relativity of the mundane world and we acquire something wrong. So, eternal slumber, that is mukti, that is asisa, complete retirement from the land of exploitation. Then we are told in a scientific way that we can march upward. How? This is exploitation, and the other higher plane is that of dedication, devotion. Here we are master, we want to gather everything for our enjoyment. But there, after complete withdrawal, if we can enter into that land, there we are a servant, a dedicating unit. Everything there is fair and higher and full in themselves. And by serving in that land, we can thrive. The passport from here is mukti, and then to gather, acquire a visa. Visa into that land. And the visa will be issued only looking the interest of that land. If your presence is that, contributing something to the interest of that land, they will issue visa. Otherwise not. So, you have to get a visa for that plane, and that you will serve for the interest of that plane. That is Vaikuntha. Jeev can go enter into that land only if he is ready to give service. And we are told that our innate tendency, Atma, is that of dedication. And the exploiting, that is our encasement, upadhi. And the internal essence in soul is that the function, that center carrying current. It will help itself by helping the cause of the center. That is devotion, that is Vaikuntha. And in Vaikuntha there is some calculative, that yes, I would be benefited if I can render such service to the supreme calculative. And again, when he goes higher in the area of Goloka Vrindavan, it is spontaneous, automatic. It is labor of love, the dedication actuated by the motive of love, not by calculation of any benefit, individual benefit, loss or gain. Service, but service in the higher order, it is automatic, spontaneous, and always contributing love. Love. Das kuri vyatvatan more deha parnodhan. Whatever we do service, we get something in remuneration. What is that? That is more tendency to serve. We give money to the bank, but we don't cut any check. Interest is again added to the capital. In this way, the prem means the capital is being increased and going up and up to serve. And the reality, the beautiful, the Lord of love is in the highest court at Goloka. So, the knowledge has been divided into five sections. Pratyaksha, Parokkha, Aparokkha, and Adhukshaja and Aprakita. Pratyaksha means we can gather by our senses. Our own senses, whatever knowledge we can gather by our own experience. Paroksha, which we put into the stock of our knowledge, but drawn from the experience of others. There was war. I have not seen with my own eyes, but through other sources I believe that, and that is also a source of knowledge. It is, I accept it. Paroksha, which is got by others' sense experience. Then aparoksha. Aparoksha knowledge has been accepted by the, especially by the Jnani, the Shankar, etc. This is from Upanishad, Sukhamam Asrapsam. When one was in dreamless sleep, he wakes and says that I have slept very happily. Very happily I have slept. So some feeling was there in the dreamless sound sleep. Some conception was there that when I come back, I say that I very happily I had a sleep. So some, none what I cannot express here, but some sort of happiness is there. The deep slumber one gets from some tired, from some uneasiness gets. But that is also a sort of knowledge is there. Then Ramanuja and other Vaishnavas is there. Then the next stage of knowledge is Adhokshaja. Adhokshaja means Adhakritam Indriyajam Jnana, transcendental knowledge. What is that? The Indriyani Paranyahu, Indriyabhu Paramana, the of all the existing world, our senses are most important. If I lose the senses, the eye, the ear, the touch, the scent, then no world is to me. Only with the help of the senses, I can understand, I can have world connection. So senses are more important than the world around. Indriyabhyo Paramana, the mental sphere is more finer and more important within you. Because sometimes, because unmindful, you say, who has, oh, he has gone before he came to me. I was unmindful, I did not give attention. Some called me, oh, I could not hear, I was unmindful. So senses are the doors, recipient is the mind. What is mind? Kamana Vasana. I want this, I do not want that. This faculty is called mind within us. Sankalpa Vikalpaka. Vikalpakatmakam Mana. I want this, I want this, I don't want that, I don't want that. This is mind. Manushastu Para Buddhi. Again, if we try to trace more finer things important, that is buddhi, reason, faculty of justice, judgment. That is more finer and important. Without that, or when that mind will say, I want this thing, well, no, don't want that. Don't eat that. Rather, accept this, the faculty of judgment that is higher within us. Manushastu para buddhi, buddhi ratma mahan para, buddhi japaratasa. Then eliminating this, the world of your experience, then your mind, your intelligence, reason, you try to find above that. What is that? That is a spark. Just as the light is from there, the reason can say, oh, this is black, this is white. The judgment possible when the light comes. In the darkness, no judgment possible. No possibility of any selection of the mind. No experience of through the senses possible. That light is all in all. And that is Atma, and this has covered. In Bhagavatam it is said, the jaspers, in the moonlit night, there is cloud. The cloud has covered the moon. But cloud is seen by the light of the moon. So, by the light of the Atma, the mental system we can feel. But mental system has covered that Atma. Atma is there. And if we can soar up again, on the other side there is Paramatma. We are the subject and this is the world of our experience. We can know them. But super subject, Adhokshaja, Adhokkajam Indriyajam Jnanam Jena, transcendental substance, Paramatma. Paramatma can connect with us, but we cannot connect with Paramatma at our sweet will. Do you follow? Paramatma and the Vaikuntha and the other, we as a subject, we cannot know them. But they are subject, I am their object. If they care to come to my level to feel me, then I can feel some sort of experience. So something has come down in my mental area. It is very wonderful. It is super knowledge I have ever experienced. What is this? It is very, very wonderful. Why is such a thing coming down in my own consciousness? Consciousness is the finest thing ever found in this world. But super consciousness, that is more fine. And when that can come down to my soul, but my soul, as his sweet will, cannot enter that. This is fine, very fine. So that is transcendental, as a supramental according to Aurobindo. Supramental. And transcendental according to Hegel. Adhokshajo according to Bhagavata. Adhokshajang, whatever experience we have got, that is down. And making down, he is existing up. Very, very fine. There we can go only for their interest. Vaikunthe prasidvadi sakuli chinmoy, mai bhuti toti janma nahi hoy. That in that plane, the earth, the water, everything, this is the Parvati reflection, everything is there, but that is all made up of consciousness, of spiritual substance, not this mundane thing. So Atma, our soul, Jiva soul, Jivatma, can enter there, and in that area is all conscious area. There, everything is conscious, made up of spirit. Vaikuntha, then Goloka is the highest position there. So Krishna is saying in Bhagavatam, the gradation among the devotees. No tathame priyatamo nātma yoni na saṅkara. And he is speaking to Uddhava. No tathame priyatamo, my most favorite is not Brahma. No, not even Saṅkara. Not a Sankarsana, not even my brother Baladev is my most favorite. Not Sri, my own potential Lakshmi Devi, is not so favorite. Natma, even not myself, is so favorite to me as you, my devotee Uddhava. Pranabhubi, Guriyam, you are more favorite than my own life, what to speak. My devotees are so favorite to me. And your class of devotees, their name, Brahma, Shankara, Baladev, Sankarsan, Lakshmi Devi, myself, more than you. And that Uddhava, when coming from Vrindavan, he says, sent by Krishna, go and to visit Vrindavan, and by my talk, you will pacify them. They are very, for my separation, they are suffering too much. You go and speak to them about me and pacify them. Uddhava went, Nanda Yashoda and the gopis met. And when he is coming back, then he is saying, Asamahu jaranari vidushamaham saham. Vrindavane kimapi gulmalatu sudhinam. Jadus prajam sajanam arjapatam chaita. Vijur Mukunda Padavim Solivindika. Asamahu. What divine love I could trace in these gopis. How elevated they are. How wholesale given to the service of Krishna is their life. Aham Sham. I have been astonished to think about them. And I aspire that if I can have a bust of a creeper or a shrub here in Vrindavan, I may have their feet just over me. Such a great divine love I could find here. That is nowhere to be traced. That Uddhava, who Krishna himself is saying about, remarking that you, Uddhava, you are my best devotee, even more than me. Nearer. And that Uddhava, he is showing his admiration and wonder about the gopis. Whereas Mahaprabhu told according to Bhagavat and other Purana that this is our end. This is our end. The Vrindavan to become dust of the feet of the gopis, like Uddhava we must aspire after. This, the domain of love. Domain of love, divinity. Above the domain of consciousness began the reason and this. Just as justice. Justice, we can't think generally that anything can be above justice. Justice must be the ultimate decision. What is beyond justice, that must be wrong. But there is mercy. Mercy can remain over justice. The land of affection, the land of love, that is over justice. Over justice. So, justice is up to Vaikuntha. Justice law comes to give decision where? There are many, many. And when there is autocracy, his will is everything, then where is the room for justice? His will is everything. He is autocrat. And he is the loving agent, source of all love and affection. In the lap of a mother, when the child grows up, any question of justice can enter there. Automatic affection comes to help the boy with